News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, today the Ombudsman for Children Office is calling for fair and equitable access for all students to transition year. For more on this, we're joined by Eric Nelligan, teacher, assistant principal, and of course, Aintu spokesperson on education. Eric, I have to say, I was kind of pretty shocked when I read the statement and read the release from the Ombudsman for Children's Office. Like, some of the kids being denied access to TY, I wasn't aware that this was even an issue.
No, look, you're right. Thank you for having me on and to speak on this. You're correct, Shane. There are children in this country, that have made accusations and reports to the Ombudsman for Children.
Yeah, can I give you two? Just give two quick examples and then I will let you speak, I promise. Yeah. The report includes Ben's story, a young person whose absence is due to bullying went against him when it came to getting a TY place. We also meet Fatima, a young person with Down syndrome who failed to secure a TY place after being interviewed by five adults with no reasonable accommodations. Like, in a republic in the 21st century, I find that absolutely shocking.
And you won't hear me disagree with that in one iota. What you've read out there is absolutely wrong. Any school that denies a child a place in transition year because of a disability is wrong, and we have to be clear on that. Any school that denied a child a place in transition year because that boy was absent due to bullying, and I'm sure the school would have a record of this bullying, and if absences were taken into account, that is absolutely wrong. So what we know is transition year is very important. The vast, vast majority of children that go post junior cert or junior cycle, they want to do transition year. So about 80% do. And some schools, they have to make choices about who can get in because they mightn't have the space. Unfortunately, Ireland has a very low percentage of our GDP goes into education, half the European average. So what we're seeing is there's not spaces. Schools are overcrowded. We've spoken many times and schools have been overcrowded. There's a lack of space. So schools have to make cuts. But applying the cuts to children who have disabilities or mental health issues or have been bullying is absolutely wrong. So there needs to be a balance struck. Schools, one of the issues that was raised is that discipline issues can be brought up in an application for TY, and AIM2 would support that because schools need to show or they need to have some mechanism in place that children who would have been inappropriate over the previous 3 years shouldn't get a place or might be denied a place.
Okay, I think that's probably fair enough. Can I ask you about the issue of money as well? Because it strikes me that even in deaf schools, there is a requirement to pay for things. Now, I understand why that happens. I mean, there are kind of trips down the country and so on. I'm hearing from parents in private schools that the cost of TY can be like off the scale, like running to thousands of euros. Like, is that an issue?
Yeah, it is. It is an issue. Cost is an issue. And again, part of the report from the Ombudsman said that cost is an issue for some, and it shouldn't be. So most secondary schools might charge a couple of hundred euros, maybe 300-400 euros. And I'll be honest, from being an assistant principal in the school, that would only scratch the surface on the cost of transition year, because a good transition year means the students aren't in their classroom reading books and studying all day. They're out doing things or going on tours or visiting.
No, look, I accept it's brilliant value for money for what kids get in transition year. The problem, though, Eric, is for some families, that 400 quid is just too much.
No, you're right. And in fairness, I would imagine a large percentage of schools, and I know my school does, cost will not be a barrier. So if a student is genuinely under pressure, and or if their family or if economics in the family are not in a good place, tell them they should speak to the school, because most schools will be able to offset it or they'll be able to cancel the fee. So it's a matter of talking about that. But they shouldn't have to do that. Schools should be financed, and they should get the subvention from the state. That would mean that students can.
So
take
is it about more money from
year.
The state? Is that what we're talking about?
It is. Look, unfortunately, it is. Look.
Now, can we ever have fair and equitable access to transition year when some schools are bringing their kids off to the other side of the world, and others
The state should not be paying for children to go to the other side of the world.
Yeah.
The state should be covering children and in transition year to do things locally.
Should schools be doing that generally?
Well, the point of transition here, the point of transition here is to broaden the horizons. And for a large
number of students, the whole life to travel abroad and broaden their horizons. Do kids age 16 really need to be traveling to the other side of the world?
Do they need to be traveling to the other side of the world at 16? I would say probably not. But is it a good experience? Do we want school to be a good experience? And I would say yes. School, it's very popular. Transition year is very popular. So it is demanded by parents. Parents want it. Students want it. So. Yeah.
I'm not sure I agree. I, you know what? What's left when you're 18 and 19 and 20 and 21 if you've seen the other side of the world and you're 16? I think it's too much, too young.
Look, that's a fair point, but very few schools would travel to the other side of the world. The vast majority might go to Spain or might go to Paris or Madrid or Berlin or something like that on a one-off tour. There's not many that go to the other side of the world. So we need to be realistic here in what most students in transition year come across. But it is a very proactive, engaging program for the vast majority of students. But you're right, Shane, there are some students that aren't suited to transition year, but we just need to make sure that cost isn't a barrier, that children with disabilities or mental health aren't prevented from going in because of issues they would have had in the previous couple of years. We need to get as many students who want to do the course, allow them to do it. And again, it comes down to the lack of spending on education. We're below half of the EU average, and that's something AIN2 would love to change.
Eric Nelligan, a teacher, assistant principal, AIN2 spokesperson education, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. By the way, it's now just 6 weeks until America decides who its next president will be. News Talk's dedicated podcast, Race to the White House, launches this afternoon with new episodes dropping every Thursday between now and the election. Join News Talk's host, Simon Tierney, and his panel of guests as they untangle the issues and bring all the colour about from the serious to the absurd from this year's campaign. You can access Race to the White House on Go Loud or wherever you get your podcast. I know Simon is really looking forward to doing the podcast. He knows everything there is to know about American elections. So I'm definitely going to be listening to that. So do tune in to Race to the White House.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.